Now here in the law of the sin offering, we find that the place for the sin offering is the same as for the burnt offering. Both refer to Christ here. And then we find the sin offering was holy. That's strange. It's holy. The priest that offer it for sin shall eat it. In the holy place shall it be eaten, in the court of the tabernacle of the congregation. Whatsoever shall touch the flesh thereof shall be holy. And when there is sprinkled of the blood thereof on any garment, thou shalt wash that whereon it was sprinkled in the holy place. Now the sin offering was holy, we're told. You remember the Lord Jesus on the cross cried, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Why art thou so far from helping me in the words of my roaring? Oh, my God, I cry in the daytime, but thou hearest not, and in the night season, and am not silent, but thou art holy. Oh, thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel. On the cross, Christ became sin for us, but he was holy. God withdrew from him, yet God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself. Let me say this, and let's not let it out, because some folk think I know the answer to all these questions, but I don't. May I say, I don't know. I don't understand this. This is a great mystery. He was holy, and my sin was put upon him. And my friend, he's still holy. You and I'll never know what he suffered there on the cross, because he's holy, and you and I are not. We do not know what suffering really is. Now we're even told that the earthen vessel wherein it's sodden shall be broken. And if it's a brazen pot that it was in, why, it'll be rinsed and cleansed with water. My, how meticulous this was. You see, the offering is for sin, and sin just isn't holiness. It's the opposite. And God is continually saying to you and me, let the wicked forsake his way, the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return unto the Lord, and he'll have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. That's Isaiah 55:7-9. You see, you and I today need to be reminded of the fact that he saved us from sin, not saved us to sin. That's very important. Paul says in Romans, shall we continue in sin? God forbid.